With Montana News, I'm Corin Cates-Carney. Dr. Kathy Berger delivered her first State of the Montana VA address Friday in Helena after being named the health system's director last fall. Berger is the third director of Montana's Veteran Affairs since 2014. Montana's congressional delegation has long expressed frustration at turnover at the agency. Speaking to more than 50 of her staff and veterans at Helena College Friday, Berger said the veteran healthcare system is meeting most of its goals for veterans not to wait more than 30 days for treatment, and the state's VA system ranks better than most regional hospitals when comparing healthcare results. That comparison data includes information like infection rates, complications during and after surgery, accidents during treatment, and overall hospital rating.
In 9 of the 13 categories, Montana leads the regional hospitals. So we're either number 1 or 2 in 9 of the 13 of those measures. And we exceed the regional averages for some of those as well. We're in the top 10% nationally in 8 of the 13 categories and top 25% in 2 or more.
Montana VA falls below regional healthcare averages in 2 areas, abdomen and pelvis wound splits after surgery and serious blood clots after surgery. For overall hospital ranking, the state VA aligns closely, although a touch under, with some of the largest healthcare providers in Montana, St. Vincent Healthcare and Billings Clinic. However, not included in the National VA Comparison Study were other large providers in the state, including Kalispell Regional Medical Center, Benefice Healthcare in Great Falls, and St. Patrick Hospital and Community Medical Center in Missoula, and St. James Hospital in Butte. Out of the 23 healthcare providers considered in Montana and Wyoming, the Montana VA ranked 11th overall.
But overall, we're quite pleased with how Montana VA ranks in the quality of healthcare indicators that we score with our regional partners.
As of September, there were 98,000 veterans in Montana, making up a little over 9% of the state's population. Since reports in 2014 revealed systematic problems within the national VA system of long waiting lists for veterans seeking medical treatment, the issue has remained a hot topic in VA departments and states. Berger's annual report showed that all of Montana's VA clinics meet best practice policy of getting new patients evaluated for mental health care within 30 days. All but two of the clinics in Great Falls and Missoula meet the standard for initial primary care appointments. Berger says staffing positions left unfilled in the VA contributed to longer waiting times for veterans in Montana, and she says that all the primary care vacancies are expected to be filled by the end of the year. The State of the VA presentation also included a brief update on new construction and expansion projects at Fort Harrison and around the state. Berger says there are plans in place to more than double the size of the VA clinic in Missoula, but funding for it may not come for several years.
It will add some new programs and services, including radiology, pathology, dental, gastroenterology, prosthetics, sterile processing, and home-based primary care will all be located out there. So this will be a sizable expansion.
Within the next year, Berger says that the Montana VA will add an additional position for mental health services to focus more on suicide prevention. According to VA data, while the number of completed suicides among veterans in Montana has gone down in recent years, there are more attempts being made. In 2016, 132 veterans attempted suicide in this state. 33 of those attempts were successful. Kim K. McCarty Martin was among the crowd that filtered out of the Helena College Lecture Hall. McCarty Martin is a Navy vet from Great Falls who is mostly interested to see how the Montana VA is taking care of its female veterans.
The women veterans health care system is broken with the VA. I believe it's been broken for a couple of years, and they don't seem to be too much in a hurry to fix it. And women veterans are becoming one of the fastest growing percentage of veterans in Montana.
During Director Berger's presentation, she mentioned that women veterans now make up 9% of all vets in the state, and that percentage is growing. As of last week, the Montana VA brought a full-time gynecologist on staff, according to VA officials. That hire was made after the VA had been without a full-time gynecologist for more than a year, although there are trained women's health primary care physicians at VA centers across the state. When I spoke with McCarty Martin, she was unaware of the new gynecologist that will split time between Billings and Helena. Morgan Hawley from the Fort Belknap Reservation is currently staying at the hospital on Fort Harrison. He showed up to the presentation just because he's generally curious about his VA benefits.
I heard about this meeting, so I wanted to come. And I'm glad that they have this urge to build some more buildings. I mean, I had to go 300 miles to get here.
The presentation Friday evening did not include a formal public comment period, although VA officials were available for one-on-one questions after the State of the VA address. The American Legion is hosting a town hall meeting tonight for veterans to share their experiences with the Montana VA. The town hall will be held tonight at 6 at the American Legion Department of Montana Post No. 2 in Helena. I'm Corin Cates-Carney, Montana Public Radio.